Love you.
Love you.
Hey, B, don't forget to cancel the call.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome. Okay, we just got a good group of folks here. Yeah, good morning and good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
So, do you think there's anybody we are still waiting on at Sol de Vello? I know Sebastian and Nicodemus with him. It looks like they've joined already here from Seattle. But who all is in Dansk and Dinya today?
Oh. One moment. No. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Thanks. So I hear Lukas, Pavel Gesek. I see Pavel Albeki is on. Oh, and Matush and Claudia.
Exactly.
Welcome to all of you. Great.
Yes.
Okay, well, I think then we have enough people here to get started. This is the showcase for Sprint 44, and we actually have quite a bit of stuff to look at. So let me very briefly just give an overview of the statistics of kind of where we're at and what's been done. And then we'll jump right in. Can
Brandon,
folks
have you hit the record button?
Yes, the record. Let me just confirm. It was recording a few. Yes, it's recording already. I think these meetings are all set to auto record, so the recording
Great.
Starts automatically. Thanks. Or at least the showcase one is set up that way. So, can people see my screen?
I can see it.
Okay, great. Okay, well, so for Sprint 44, here is what Team Parrot has finished. 40 story points. So you guys, these last few days, closed a lot of things. And earlier last week in kind of the middle of the sprint, closed some, had some days of closing a lot of tickets as well. So 40 story points done, and very quickly, all of these features are in vaccines. So sorting lots for fulfillment in the right order, confirming the order fulfillment, finalizing the shipment, creating the shipment draft, setting and saving fill quantities, then the ticket that actually created the shipment model. And then there's three different tickets about how roles work so that you can have fulfillment from non-warehouses. So this one modified the roles so you could assign fulfillment roles at non-warehouses. This one updates the roles UI, so you can do that through the UI. And then this one updated the view orders page so you could show non-warehouses on that page. So in total, that means we got, looking at our numbers, about 30 story points done in the vaccines category. So just to kind of look at sort of some statistics, sprint 44 here had a big green bar because 30 points of our work was on non-vaccines, which was the biggest in quite some time. This little chart I added below is just the same numbers, but only pulling out the green vaccines number of how many vaccines points were done every sprint. Definitely we had lower numbers over the holidays. Sprint 43 was Christmas and New Year's, the holiday days off. But we actually haven't been this high since last August was a spike when we sprint 33, when we got a lot done, and sprint 31. So that was in the summer. We were really pushing to make vaccines be most of our sprint. And anyway, this time we got a high number of vaccines points done again. We will need to keep doing that because just as another kind of visual here, how much of the vaccines features we've finished, resupply is one area that has a lot left to do. Green is what's already finished and yellow is what's remaining. Those last two bars, we don't know yet whether we'll actually get to do program data or anything else in this contingency. But resupply is the one we have the most left to do on. Certainly there's a little forecasting, a little less reporting, still some things in requisitions and stock management and cold chain is the furthest along here at the top. So we have a lot of vaccines left to do, and this sprint, it's great that we did so much of it. And the other thing I wanted to look at briefly was sprint to Team Ill got a lot done. And so people on Team Ill should think about whether any of these need to be showcased. There are 9 tickets done by Team Ill. We did not use story points on most of them, but a few things that are bugs and then a few things that are tasks like demo data, the filter component implementation, let's see, and work on the ticket style guide. Maybe we should bring up and share the ticket style guide. Finally, in Sonar, most of our projects are passing, and we now have a lot more projects in. The UI components are in Sonar, and 20 of our components pass. Only one of our components has a fail right now. In the UI components, some of the code coverage is very high, like 96% code coverage in the CCE UI, which is a newer part of the UI. So that's great. These numbers for CCE UI look, all of them look really great. The one that's failing today is the thing called components. And if you drill into it, the failure there is for code coverage. And so I don't know if that's something that it's easy to change, but the new code that was just added, it's only 9 lines, has a low coverage. I don't know if that's code that's easy to add a test for or not. And I don't know if people saw that failure in Slack or not, but I wanted to point it out. But anyway, having 20 of our components pass is really great. So that's kind of where we are on Sonar numbers. Those are the basic statistics I wanted to show. Is our points completed and some of our progress on vaccines and sonar. I will stop there. If anyone has comments or questions, I'll open the floor for anything.
Thanks, Brendan. I think it was a really good overview to see sort of where we're at and where we're going. And clearly we have a lot more work to be done in these last five sprints. So I think everyone on the team, if you think we're doing something that isn't critical for us to achieve our vaccine feature set, I think you should speak up and help us make sure that we're only focusing in on getting these features done so we can make our deadline. So let's all be mindful of that.
Yep, definitely. This big release of 3.3 in March is gonna come fast. So please do speak up if we're ever doing things that don't seem critical. So let's dive in then to looking at these features. It's a ton in fulfillment. So the whole showcase today can be on that topic. And who should I pass the ball to first?
I can start.
Okay, great. And actually, there is no ball to pass. Claudia, you should be able to press share screen, and anybody can share without the ball. And we see your screen.
Okay. So in this sprint, I moved to Dan Column a few tickets. First is three 805. About renaming warehouse to supplying facility and updating drop-down to show all facilities and not just warehouses. I'll go to users and some user roles, fulfillment, and as you can see, here is supplying facility instead of warehouse. And also here we have all facilities instead of only warehouse, with the one with warehouse type. Okay.
That looks great. Are there any questions on that one?
Claudia, was there any update? And I know this isn't in the acceptance criteria, so I'm just asking if it happened around the configuration guide, since this is a new aspect, having a supplying facility, or is that?
I think I don't understand. What do you mean?
We have a configuration guide for implementers, and so I was just asking if you did any changes to that. That's all.
Okay.
No changes.
Okay, great.
In the configuration guide, no. Next one is 3818. And as scope of this ticket, I added new demo data, a new fulfillment role of a warehouse clerk for some users and their home facilities. Yeah, and also this home facility is shown in supplying facility dropdown on view orders page. Okay, so for Divo user, Divo one, we have Depsito Distra Quamba fulfillment role. For Divo 2, we have Depsito Distralitinga warehouse clerk role. And also for Rivo, we have Depsito Provincial Nyasa warehouse clerk. And if we log in as Divo, and go to view orders page, we have this supplying facility. This is a home facility for this user. Do you have any questions? Well, I also updated readme file for demo data.
Oh, great. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, here we have this new. Oh. So, again, do you have any questions? Okay, so next ticket is about this demo data is added and also, oh, I maybe it was here. Yeah, there was, I missed one acceptance criteria. In some of these three tickets, there was something about that this facilities displaying on the UI should be only active. So, I can show you this. I need to. Oh, okay. I need to. Log in as administrator and make maybe Kankao inactive. And log out. And log in again. And go to roles, and we don't have Kamakao here. So we have only active facilities in this dropdown. And I think that's all about this free connected tickets with no warehouse thing. Do you have any questions?
This looks good, Claudia. One thing I was just curious, just from watching your showcase, when you removed, when you made that Kankau facility inactive, where did it go in that facility list?
Can you say it again?
When you made that Kankau facility inactive,
yeah,
and then that facility list, I was just curious where it went in that list.
No, it's not okay. It is on that list, but at the end, I think, because the inactive facilities are at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. The last ticket, it was a bug about 500 error when typing to submit physical inventory, and it was the root cause was some missing param on the UI, so it was a simple change. And I also added a contract test for finalizing shipment, and that's it.
Oh, cool. That's our first new contract test, I think, in a while. So, thanks.
I think that's, I will take the ball, start sharing my screen.
Okay, great. Okay, here goes. We see you.
So today I'll be showing the shipment draft saving and finalizing thing from the start to the confirmation. So I will just have to be. And go to the view orders list and start a new shipment. So at the beginning, there is no delete button, only save and confirm. Save and confirm buttons. Now we have this field quantity input for all the lots that are connected to the products from the order. So there is a validation that the full quantity cannot exceed the available stock on hand. So there is it. We have the arrow that cannot exceed available stock on hand here. And this value also cannot be a negative. So this is you know, it only accept the positive integers. So so let me just save the draft. And now the delete draft button appeared. So if there is no errors in the on the grid, we can just confirm the shipment. So maybe I'll just try to save the shipment draft with declarers, just to show that it is possible. And now I will just try to confirm the shipment. Shipment has errors, yes, and let me just fix that. And let's just confirm one. So yeah, shipment has been confirmed, and after confirmation, we have the shipment finalized. Without an act, we cannot do an action, and also the inputs are read only. So this is the confirmation. Also, what can I show you is that the lots the products are sorted. The first order, the highest priority order has the VM status. Then for so the stage two VM statuses are on the top, and all the empty statuses of stage one are sorted by the expiry date. The earlier date is on the top, and the lots without the expiry date are on the bottom, and then they are sorted by available stock on hand, where the items with lower available stock on hand are on the top. So yes, are there any questions?
Hey guys, this is Ben. I had just a quick question. I was wondering when the last updated by field gets filled out or gets populated. That's in the upper left of the screen.
Yeah. Actually, I cannot say why it is not updated.
I think the last update, updated by is taken from the order.
Yeah, probably yes. That's why the order has no hard to tell. I can definitely check it after after the showcase, but this was definitely not the concern of this ticket of any of those three, but it's definitely a bug.
Yeah, and that's actually been there for a while now, at least since this screen was made.
Do you think, Nick, there's already a bug or a follow-up ticket for it, or?
No, I think we need to, we held off on putting a really strict structured design on this page, knowing that we were going to go back and update it later. As you can tell, it doesn't really fit well on a monitor right now. So we need to go back and work on this. I'm also, not sure we actually need the... I don't think showing the last updated order date on this page makes any sense. So there's a bunch of conversations we need to have around this page.
Okay, so
and
would you
take this conversation offline?
Okay, and would you rather Lukasz was offering to go like look at that or file a bug?
Just not worry about it. I would rather not have that bug there and look at the entire page in total and decide what to do with it. Because like another thing that needs to change is if you look at the table numbers or the numbers within the table. Numbers should always be right aligned. We have a CSS class to do this.
Okay, but again, both of those items, let's not file a bug for now, you're saying. We'll come back and
let's do it in one ticket in one go. And, I think a ticket for this sprint is going to be making a list and getting this design right and fixing it the sprint after.
Okay. Then anything else about the feature Lukasz has showed here, the sort orders and everything?
I think that one step that I didn't show is deleting the draft. So I can quickly show that, which is save one and delete. And go back again. So, you know, as you can see, there's no delete button. And the draft is fresh, so yeah.
Yeah, I think for the final shipment, there's also one more thing. So, that when you finalize a shipment, the order status is changed to shift. Shift.
And it's also worth pointing out that, Claudio, as you said, that we have now the contract test for it. So also new demo data for now. So it is disorder with a bunch of lots for the other products. So this was also added. So if there aren't any, there is no questions. So I believe it is everything for me. So who wants the ball? Who wants to take over? Pavel Obetsky?
Yeah, I can be the one.
Mateus, just a quick question. Can you tell me which tickets you just showcased? Which ticket numbers?
Yeah, just give me a moment. So the tickets were 3610, 1611, and 529.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
So the first ticket I want to talk about is create shipment model. So the functionality of this ticket was kind of shown by Mateusz, who showed whole shipment view UI, but I will show you how it looks on backend and maybe some edge cases. So we have two new resources, shipment drafts and shipments. Shipments resource is for only for finalized shipments. And we have a new rights for that was created during work on this ticket, shipment view and shipments edit. These rights were added to warehouse clerk role. So we can create shipment drafts by JSON. Let's try. So we have a shipment draft. And to show some edge cases, if we remove order, we will get an error that orderless shipments are not yet supported, but they can be supported in future. So it won't be much work to enable support for orderless shipments. And we can now also search for drafts by order ID. And if we change the user to someone who doesn't have rights for orders supplying facility, let's say it would be wclerk2. We have an error that we don't have shipments edit, right? We can also convert that draft to an finalized shipment. Token. So finalized shipment differs from draft by having shipped by and shipped date fields. And also quantity shipped is a required field. So if we remove that, this way the error will be shown. But actually, and if we try to create shipments for the same order, also we will have the error that shipment for this order already exists. And also when we created the finalized shipment, the draft was removed. So if we try to search, we will get an empty page. And I think this is all. Do we have any questions?
I was wondering if maybe you want to really quickly show in Swagger in the API docs, just so we see for sure what the RAML or which endpoints deal with these.
Yeah, so we have for shipment drafts, we have endpoints for post and for update. We can also delete shipment draft or search by order ID. And for finalized shipment, we only have endpoints for create shipment and for search shipments.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Pavel, were you able to show deleting a shipment draft? Was that showcased in the other ticket, the UI version?
Yeah, I can delete it, but let me just create one. So this one. And it's deleted.
And then can you try to get that one?
Get, okay. Ship the notified.
And then I had, there was another question, the one where the user doesn't have the right. It said like the user doesn't have this right shipment edit. Is that because they just don't have the right, or they don't have the right for that supplying facility?
Yes, the latter one, the wclerk2 doesn't have right for this facility that is used by this order, but wclerk1 has, so. That's why it works for wclerk1.
Okay, is that a standard permission message? Because I guess the message itself is not that clear why you don't have that, like, why the permissions don't work.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's some kind of standard, but maybe we should change the standard somehow in fulfillment.
I think for all our other permission-related errors, we are actually saying that the user doesn't have a right at a specified facility or program. So I think this may be different here, and we should be adjusting the message.
This message is a little ambiguous because I don't know if I don't have this right at all, or I just don't have it for the correct supplying facility.
Yeah, I think we should refactor whole permission service in fulfillment, because it's the case for whole permission service.
Okay. So we don't have to do it in this ticket. We could probably create another ticket for that.
Yeah, so I can create the ticket later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions for this one?
I don't remember. Was saving a draft or updating, like updating the shipment draft, was that showcased?
Yeah, saving was the showcase. I can show the update as well. So we have created one. We can now update this, for example, change quantity shift. Oops. And it's updated.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, so I will move to next ticket. It was a bug about requisition service. Checks the right user, the wrong user. This was a bug. This was kind of a design bug because we, in reference data, we searched. We have searched by a username that works, that didn't search only for that username, but all usernames that are similar to this one. And our security code in every component used that search endpoints to get. To get user and his rights. So if we created, for example, two users, Elzomba and Zomba, and then we give rights for Zomba user, the security code in every service search for Zomba and get a first result that was an Elzomba, and it showed that a user doesn't have a right, but it could also work vice versa. So if the Zomba would be returned as the first user, the Elzomba would have access to everything that Zomba has access, and so this was a security issue. So we changed it. So we call in every service check token endpoint, and we get, thanks to that token, reference data user ID. So we don't have to search by username, but we search by user ID. And yeah, I think this is it for this bug. Do you have questions?
Is there anything to be showcased with this, or?
I can showcase you that creating that users and that everything works now. We want me to show this. It can take a few minutes to showcase this.
If it's quick, yes.
So I think I can create the users. So first one was the Zomba. So the while user created, create the user Zomba. Sure, it was created. I think something is wrong with edit users screen.
I think there was a ticket for this bug, that the loading icon is above the password model, but not sure if we work on that.
Wait, because I created the first user. Yeah, I may not be able to showcase because it was bug. Okay, we have that username, but password was not created. So I think maybe if I change the password. Okay, something wrong here also. Maybe it will work. So the user should have rights added for requisition. Let's add some rights to Zomba. Oh, but first let's add the home facility. Same comfort sector. Okay. So we are adding rights. So let's now log to Zomba, who should have ability to access requisition view page. So it has access here, and when we try to log to Zomba, who don't have any rights. We can't access requisition screen. So yeah, it shows that we can't reproduce steps, so the bug was fixed. Okay, any other questions?
Okay, well, thanks. This is great.
So the last one is ticket about reason was not updated after reason not working or not in use was not updated after changing functional status to obsolete or non-functioning. When we changed status to non-functioning, the null pointer exception was even raised because this reason was needed in later code. And this bug was caused by we didn't have an inventory item update method. We didn't have one line for updating the reason, and the cause that it wasn't captured in test was that we had a test that used a data builder pattern in some wrong way, and this test was really huge, and we missed checking one of the fields if it is updated, because it wasn't hard to miss something in this code. So I changed this code so we use full power of data builder pattern by creating the inventory items that we need by call one method, one or two methods instead of all these builder methods. So yeah, this is now better tested. Any questions for this one?
Okay, none. Well, good. I'm glad we got that one fixed. So thanks for showing that.
Okay, so this will be all from me. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, so I would like to show one ticket from here. No. I'm done.
Hello.
Sorry about that, but and where was screen? Do you see my screen now?
Yep, we see Jira. Yeah.
Okay, so during this sprint, I only work on one ticket. It's about creating a pickback list report on the shipment view page. The report is almost done. Okay. So let's say we have the following shipment where we provide some field quantity, and now user has ability to click the generate pickpack list report. Probably log out. Oh yeah. Okay, and if we click this button, first we save the draft because reports take data directly from the database. And after a few seconds in this time, we have a generated report. The report shows product code, product name, dispensing unit, lot code, VM status, expiry date, field quantity. This column contains value from the UI. Okay, and field quantity VRS is simply this column divided by dispensing unit, and there's some additional check done depends on flags in the orderable class. And basically that's all. There's only two questions about this report. One problem we had is that we're not sure what value should be in the dispensing unit, because according to mock, there should be a number. Yes, but there was some changes in the acceptance criteria, and now we're not sure if there should be a number of dispensing unit value from the orderable, because for this report, instead of those numbers, we get a string equals to each. So I'm not sure if this string will be better than the number, but it's open question in the comment. And second problem is that not always products from, not always this table contains elements in the same order. Oh. In the same order, and hello. Okay, and the problem is that it's quite hard to sort those things in the same way, like we do this on the UI. So the question is, are we are okay that this table is not in the same order, or we should try to do something to make these two table contains those data in the same order. Yep, and basically that's all I want to show.
So what is the order it's shown in this grid? What is the current order?
Yeah, so in this, first we order by product code, and then we order by VM status and expiry date. I know there is a requirement on the UI to sort by available stock on hand minus field quantity, but because stock on hand is not available in the database and it's hard to calculate from the database, so I think it's impossible for now to sort by this thing.
So the only difference would be the lots within each product aren't in the same order.
Could you repeat?
So the only difference between the two, if it's the stock on hand piece, would be that the lot codes for a specific product code wouldn't be in the same order.
Yes, I think it.
So the product codes would still be in the same order as the UI.
Yeah. And what about the dispensing units? Should we stay with the number? This is a net content from the orderable, or we should modify this to dispensing unit value?
Well,
it definitely needs to match. It shouldn't say dispensing unit if it's the net content, or something needs to shift. I personally would need to look into the table a bit more and understand what Rachel, what the intention was behind that before I answer. I don't know, Chung Sung, if you have a comment in your dialogue with Rachel about why this field exists and the value it's adding, and knowing if it should be labeled as the net content or if it should be the string, which would be each, because the dispensing unit is what's desired there.
Yeah, I don't remember what exactly Rachel was aiming for this column.
Yeah, so we'll get back to you on that. I see that you asked the comment yesterday, so apologies for the delay.
Who's Mary Jo? Is it you, or can we delegate that to someone specific to answer all those questions?
I can look into it. I just have to look into it. Yep.
Okay, cool. I have one other question about this page. Can you explain a little bit about the, maybe it's rounding that's happening in the columns on the right between fill quantity in doses and fill quantity in vials? Maybe if you just show us, like, the first product has 2 doses in a vial, the next product has 20 doses in a vial, but sometimes it seems like between those fill quantity in doses and fill quantity in vials that maybe we're rounding a little, or yeah, I don't know. Could you explain a bit if you've added any logic to calculate those, how that works?
Okay, so yeah, so basically the VRS is use two properties from the orderable class. It's around to zero flag and okay. Okay, so when we calculate the VL's value, we use also the pack rounding threshold and around to zero properties. Yeah, and basically we do exactly the same thing like we do in this part of code. So we divide the value, the fill quantity value by the net content. We also check the remaining quantity. And we do this to check if remaining quantity is greater than zero and if this quantity is greater than pack rounding threshold. And if yes, we add one to the packs to order. And also if the packs to order is zero and the flag is not set, we set the pack to order is one. So I think there was some testing and, for example, post them to, I write here free and update. Yeah, so we enter a free as fill quantity for Symphonics product, but because of those two fields, we only have one in the VRS column.
So we'll only get one vial with 2 doses.
Yeah, and this is because how properties are set for this particular product. Maybe I quickly find.
So
Yeah, it's back to one. It's 1-0 true. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I mean, Mary Jo, maybe you want to, when you look at this screen, there's a few places where the rounding, I mean, the fact that we've rounded down, like that third product, the measles diluent, means they asked for something and they're getting nothing. And anyway, I don't know whether we need a visual indication or maybe it's back on the fill screen when we're setting fill quantities later when we add vial numbers onto this page rather than just dose numbers onto this page. Maybe we'll figure this out later, but whether there needs to be a visual indication of are you completely fulfilling everything that's been asked for or are you under fulfilling because of the rounding rules and how clear is that for users? Maybe I don't want to go down that whole rabbit hole, but I definitely, looking at the PDF, see that there will be some of those questions and maybe we'll address them later.
Yeah, I mean, am I the only one that this field is very wrong? Like this piece feels very wrong using these fields. I'm going to take that as a yes.
When you say using the fields using the rounding thresholds?
Yes. So I'll explain it, my perspective very briefly, which is that these fields were intended to be on the requisitioning side so that, you know, you requested a quantity, you know, here I'll just say doses. So you request a quantity in doses and it uses its pack rounding threshold and its round to zero flag to figure out what that meant in terms of packs or here what we say vials. And so that happened on the requesting side and the approval side. Once it's approved, the order that comes in is always in a whole number of packs and you only ever fulfill for a whole number of packs because you cannot, of course, split a vial. You also don't change what was approved. You simply fulfill what came in as an order, right? Meaning in terms of whole numbers of packs. So you, does that make sense to people?
It makes sense, but then I guess I'm kind of just wondering in here what is not kind of fulfilling that. I mean, like, because it's rounding downwards? I mean, that?
Yeah. So that in Merck where it says fill quantity is one dose and then fill quantity is zero vials, I would, you know, I'm wondering if this is a holdover from that bug that we found in a previous release where what was being sent to, you know, the fulfillment service as in the order was in what I'll say is dispensing units. Here is what we mean is doses. So it was a quantity of doses and, you know, approved doses instead of approved packs.
Well, to me, the biggest difference here compared to Josh, what you described, is we've gotten here with non-whole packs. We've gotten the whole way through the requisition and creating the order and creating the shipment where we're shipping partial packs. And that's the only reason here that the rounding, you know, doesn't all come out even numbers of vials with even numbers of, you know, doses. And so it seems like the main difference, Josh, from the state you described, is that we would need to go back and in the process of creating an order, add new validations so that orders and shipments perhaps are required to be in round numbers of packs so that you'd never get this far with fill quantity that is has a remainder.
Right, yeah. Because the pack is the only thing that has, you know, when we get to track and trace, the pack is the only thing that will have a lot code that's actually labeled on the package. So you'd want to make sure that you send that. You know, you don't ever split up packs in the fulfillment process. You can split up packs at the dispensing level.
Okay, so just so that I understand, we're saying, so because right now when the order gets created, the order quantities are in doses. And what we're saying is we need to round up those doses so that when you check the net content, it would give an exact pack, the same pack size, a full pack, not a partial pack.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always surprised that so two things. One, I don't think that an order should ever leave requisitions in doses. It should be in files. And the reason for that is pack rounding threshold and round to zero were fields that were supposed to be used in the requisition. So out of a requisitioning ordering process, you say, when I need 25 doses, that rounds up to, you know, two vials of 20 dose vials. Or that rounds down to one vial, and instead of 25, you get, you know, I'm approving out of the requisition 20. And when it gets to fulfillment, it should be, that means, you know, in the order. So when the order is created, it should only ever be in packs. You can only ever order in packs. And that at that point, no more rounding occurs. We can, of course, display, you know, so that packs here means vials. We can display doses of vials, and you can fulfill in doses, but you can only ever fill in round numbers of vials. Anything else doesn't make sense. There is no rounding. It's just an invalid entry. So as an example of that, if you put in five fill quantities, an infill quantity here, the second IVX BCG 20-1234, it has a dispensing unit of 20. That means its net content size is 20. There's 20 doses in that vial. And you put in fill quantity 5 doses, that doesn't make any sense, because you cannot take 5 doses of a liquid out of that vial and put it in something else and ship that.
Okay, I think we can discuss this further offline.
Yeah, maybe Junkson, are you willing to take that follow-up flag just to flag that we have a conversation or write a stub ticket? It's, you know, this would be kind of a new feature to add a new set of validations and identify, you know, any changes down the line. Are you willing to?
Yeah, I can. I can work on that. There's definitely more to that here, but yes, we need to move that forward. Not in the showcase.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, thanks everybody, and thanks, Lukas. I know, anyway, this one has some other open questions that Mary Jo will answer, and this follow-up about the rounding issues and the features around validating it that Chung Sun will follow up on. Were there any other questions or issues here?
No.
Okay, thanks. So anyone else on the Soldevelo side for showcasing?
I think everybody showed what their tickets.
How about the Soldevelo people in USA? They had something.
It's already been showcased.
Oh, okay, yeah. So nothing else, Nicodem or Sebastian, nothing else you two want to show?
No, I don't think we have like anything assigned to us. During the very sprint, I started working on this finalizing shipment, but later on, Mateusz took that over.
Okay, great. Okay, well then, is there anybody on the team ill side who has things to share and remember? Again, I'm screen sharing some of the things. I guess some of it's demo data that I don't know whether or not you want to show the filter component, whether or not that one is worth, or the ticket style guide, or any of these.
Yeah, I can share some stuff.
Okay, Chung-sun.
Okay.
Okay, we see.
All right, so a lot of the tickets that I've worked on, say demo data, and then I guess like a bug that's kind of related to it. So what I wanted to show is, so we have sort of this idea of the ideal product model, and I believe this ticket was kind of a bug in our demo data, which is not, doesn't really fit the ideal product model that we want. So we had orderables that were backed by both a commodity type and a trade item. And that should never happen. An orderable should only be backed by either one or the other or neither of them. And so basically we need to fix that. So maybe I should show what that, now that we have fixed it, what that's supposed to look like in our system. Okay, so let me see here. So the reason why this is important is different parts of the system are going to show different kinds of orderables. And So in the requisition side, when we are requesting stock, we're supposed to, we don't care about specific trade items, like trade items with manufacturers or lots in them. When we're requesting, we are sort of requesting just the generic versions like BCG or, polio 20 dose, pentavalent 1 dose, that kind of thing. And so these are commodity type backed orderables. But in other parts of the system, like stock management, we don't have those generic commodity type backed orderables. We actually have real things, like real trade items with a manufacturer. So like Intervax, BCG, 20 dose, and it can even go down to the lot level. So, this particular lot of Intervax BCG, and another particular lot of Intervax BCG. So part of the work in the demo data has been to make the demo data richer so that some parts of the system where it makes sense, they are orderables that are backed by trade items with lots. And then other parts of the system, like requisition, we are not requesting specific things. We're requesting sort of the more generic commodity type back to orderables. So we've already kind of done this for regular requisitions and for the existing stock management functionality. Some of this work is going to need to continue because some parts of the system will kind of need to show both, particularly local fulfillment. Kind of as we continue local fulfillment, an order, you know, what is ordered is commodity type back to orderables, generic things, right? So somebody ordered, you know, BCG 20, but when it comes to the actual shipment and proof of delivery, POD, what is actually shipped is not a generic BCG 20. It'll actually be, you know, some amount of Intervax BCG 20 dose, you know, for this lot or that lot. This will also affect upcoming work like stock-based requisitions, where we need to show sort of stock on hand look values for things that we're requesting. So I kind of want to just mention this just because of the upcoming work that we'll need to deal with that. Are there any questions related to this? And there may be questions coming up later, and they'll be sort of, we'll be addressing them kind of in an ongoing fashion as we continue work related to sort of this ideal product model. Okay. Besides that, there's a bug that I fixed about updating the user, clearing most of the rights. Basically, it's been fixed now. The main issue was just some implementation of equals in hash code. There isn't really anything to showcase per se. The last thing I wanted to showcase was this ticket that's, even though it's not done yet, it's done for the most part. But basically, we have updated Schema Spy to a new version. And additionally, our Jenkins jobs are now using sort of a Dockerized version of Schema Spy. But now if you actually go to sort of our Schema Spy folders, you'll notice a totally different user interface. The reason why we upgraded was Schema Spy gives more information. And so this will kind of help with when we want to reference, when we want to actually look at our schemas to actually be able to get more information back when we need to look at the database structure.
Yeah, would you mind showing orderables for a second?
Sure.
One of the key advantages that this version of Schema Spy has over the previous is, if you notice, that code field has that little graphic next to it. That little graphic means that we've actually indexed on this field. And of course, then in the indexes, you can see, you know, the indexes. But this is a key piece of information in our performance work that we were missing in an easily accessible manner. So now you can access it via our documentation page. And so in code reviews, if we're checking for indexes and for performance, this is an easy way to do this.
One other thing to note about how we've set up sort of this ERD generation. So each service is sort of in charge of its own ERD generation. That's done partially through this YAML file. And then there's also now kind of a new shell script in each service that essentially does much of what used to be done in the Jenkins configuration. So now the Jenkins configuration just basically calls this shell script. We kind of moved to this fashion just so we have these set of commands basically in version control, as opposed to in the Jenkins config, which is not versioned and not really saved anywhere. So that's just another thing to mention. So that's all I have to showcase. Is there any questions on this ticket?
Looking good.
Okay, thank you. If not, then I guess someone else can showcase their stuff.
I'd like to quickly showcase something. So, if there's not.
Great.
All right.
We see your screen.
Okay, so Brandon and I worked on updating our software development methodology page. Both there's been updates to the Agile process and Jira tickets that I wanted to call attention to. I know that while Sebastian and Nicodem are here in person, we're going to go have some time to go over it with them. So there still might be changes coming through or more comments coming in, but I am pointing this out so folks do take a look through it. And you can leave inline comments if you have any questions or concerns. This is our first sort of update draft. It's talking about the ticket types that we have available and what they're actually used for so that folks know when to use story, task, new feature, improvement, and test. And just to let you know, one thing that a feedback that's come through is maybe removing improvement from our project. So please review these and give us your input on if anything is unclear or needs further definition or if something does not make sense. And it talks about each of the fields and how they should be filled out. You'd also see the ticket workflow and definitions of all the statuses and when they should be used. And then there's also definition of done. And so here you can see we didn't do all of the improvements that we've outlined as of yet. Like what we'd like to have more of is examples. And if you have good examples of, for instance, one of these types of tickets, let me know as I'm currently looking for good examples of each of these so it's clear to the entire team what is sort of the ideal case when you're creating a task or a story. An epic. With bugs, we do have instructions in our Read the Docs about how to report bugs and example bug reports. So once this is finalized, we'll be moving it into the Read the Docs. But for now, it's still draft, so it's still in our wiki. Any questions with that?
Great. Great. Any other folks on TML want to show any items?
Nope.
Yeah, none here.
Nick, do you think it would be valuable to share the components since it's been a while since we talked about it as a group. The filter navigation. Component. No.
I mean, I think it'll be more relevant to talk about next week or showcase next week when the work is done.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then I think that's everything. We've seen a bunch of vaccines features from Team Parrot around shipments, fulfillments, the pick-pack list, and then also around warehouses being able to be, any facility being able to use be used as a supplying facility, not just limited to warehouse types, and a bunch of other stuff. So thanks. Are there any comments or other items people wanted to share before we end today?
How is the visit in Seattle going? Sebastian and Nico.
Well, it's pretty busy, I would say.
Pretty busy.
We have a lot on our agenda, but it's going fine, I would say.
Cool.
Yeah, so far we've been talking about a lot of tickets for upcoming sprints and things to kind of finish the vaccines features in 3.3. So we've been keeping especially Nico, Dem, and Sebastian busy, and everybody's had a lot of meetings this week to cover different topics. Okay. Well, thanks everybody. And it's our ending time. Thanks for showing all that stuff today. This is the end of our showcase, and I hope everybody has a good evening or rest of their day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.